Good morning. A cold front tracked through late yesterday and last night. Behind the front, a gusty northwest breeze has kicked in. Temperatures have been dropping during the pre-dawn hours through the 40s and 30s. Also, flurries and snow showers downwind of Lake Ontario dusting the ground in some spots, so some slippery travel for a few of us here on the morning drive, particularly on the thruway west of the Greater Capital District towards Syracuse in the Mohawk Valley. Outside of these locations, a few flurries and snow showers will persist for a while longer before we have more in the way of in-and-out sunshine today. Temperatures will continue to drop, then turn around and only bounce back into the mid-30s for afternoon highs. And with a gusty northwest breeze, the wind chill values will be even colder. The winds will die out after sunset tonight, and skies will be mostly clear, and most everyone will drop back into the teens. So after a cold start tomorrow morning, we'll have a good amount of sunshine. Temperatures will rebound back through the teens and into the 20s for afternoon highs. Sunshine, though, will give way to increasing high clouds late in the afternoon and thickening clouds tomorrow night. This is in advance of the next warm front, which will head our way, part of a bigger storm system through the middle of the country during the day on Friday. With the approach of that warm front, I think we'll have a round of mainly light snow early Friday morning and through the morning commute, which could slow things down, especially for the northern half of our area, primarily north of I-90. To the south, either dry weather or a rain-snow mix on Friday morning. But with that warm front passing by, temperatures will continue to climb during the day Friday into the 30s, and in most cases above freezing, so it looks like some snow will change over to rain showers by Friday afternoon. With that warm front to our north on Friday night, temperatures will hold steady in the 30s before climbing into the 40s to around 50 on Saturday. As the storm system itself moves through during the day on Saturday, we could expect a round of steady rain. This will be followed by colder air, which will build in on Saturday night and for the day on Sunday, Christmas Eve. Sunshine on Sunday will give way to increasing clouds with highs in the 30s. A wave of low pressure will develop in the southeastern United States. The exact track of this low will determine our weather on Christmas Day. Some computer models have the low coming close enough to the East Coast to produce a white Christmas for interior New York and New England with highs in the 30s. Other computer models have drier and colder air sweeping in from the west. Either way, it looks downright frigid through the middle of next week from December 26th through Friday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, showers and thunderstorms across portions of the deep south will continue to push eastward today into the southeast and lower mid-Atlantic region. The heaviest rain is expected along a front from northern Georgia to the Carolinas, where isolated flash flooding may be a threat. There is also a marginal risk for some of the storms to become severe. And winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories remain in effect for the northern Rockies into the northwest, where another area of low pressure is moving inland today. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in light snow showers, fog, and blowing snow, 10 above zero with a west wind at 46 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 29 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 10 miles visibility with light snow showers and 35 degrees, the dew point 26, 70% relative humidity, a west wind at 14, gusting to 24 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.78 inches, and it is rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny and windy, lower 40s, Boston, a mix of sun and clouds, windy, lower 40s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny, breezy, highs in the lower 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 53 degrees, the low 34. The average temperature, 44, that's 17 degrees above normal. 0.02 inches of rain yesterday, no snow, still 5.0 inches for the month, which is 2.5 inches below normal. And also 5.0 inches for the season, which is now 5.6 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 34 degrees. The average low, 20. The record high, 61, set in 1957. And the record low, 19 below zero in 1951. Sunrise this morning, 7:22 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:24 p.m. 9 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Windy with a few snow showers early today, then partly sunny, blustery, cold this afternoon in the lower 30s, mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, blustery and chilly today, in and out sunshine with highs in the middle and upper 30s, mostly clear tonight with lows around 20. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, windy and colder with snow showers and perhaps some squalls downwind of Lake Ontario today, and highs in the lower 30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, windy with a few snow showers today, in and out sunshine and blustery this afternoon with highs in the mid-30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Windy with a few passing snow showers from time to time today, otherwise in and out sunshine, blustery and colder with highs in the mid-30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing high clouds, dry through the day in the upper 20s. Light snow early Friday morning, then some mixed precipitation by lunchtime, followed by rain showers in the afternoon. We'll hang on to snow longer north of I-90 on Friday afternoon, temperatures in the lower and middle 30s. A good chance of rain in the upper 40s Saturday, dry on Sunday back into the 30s, and a chance of snow on Christmas Day, especially in the morning in the mid-30s, windy and frigid starting on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.